Our story today is called Set Them Down by Dr. Anthony Evans. One day, two monks were walking through the countryside. They were on their way to another village to help bring in the crops. As they walked, they spied an old woman sitting on the edge of a river. She was upset because there was no bridge and she could not get across on her own. The first monk kindly offered, "We'll carry you across if you'd like." "Well, thank you," she said gratefully, accepting their help. So the two men joined hands, lifted her between them, and carried her across the river. When they got to the other side, they set her down and she went on her way. After they'd walked on another mile or so, the second monk began to complain. "Look at my clothes," he said. "They're filthy from carrying that woman across the river. And my back still hurts from lifting her. I can feel it getting stiff." The first monk just smiled and nodded his head. A few more miles up the road, the second monk griped again. "Well, my back is hurting me so badly, and it's all because we had to carry that woman across the river. I cannot go any farther because of the pain." The first monk looked down at his partner, now lying on the ground and moaning. "Have you wondered why I'm not complaining?" he asked. "Your back hurts because you're still carrying the woman, but I set her down 5 miles ago." And that is what many of us are like in dealing with our families. We're that second monk who cannot let go. We hold the pain of the past over our loved ones' heads like a club, or we remind them every once in a while when we want to get the upper hand of the burden that we still carry because of something they did years ago. Ephesians 4:32 tells us, though, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.